Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. What's up, Team Flynn? Pat here. I couldn't be more excited for this episode to finally share and reveal here on the podcast a big thing that my team and I have been working on for literally months. And in fact, this has been an idea for over a year now. And we've executed, we put it into work, and we're so excited to welcome some founding members to this thing that we've, like I said, been working on for a while. You might know what it is already if you've listened to last week's episode with Kevin and his start of building a membership community right in the thick of it. And guess what? We're now in the middle of it too. And we'd love to invite you to become a part of SPI Pro. Now, make sure to listen to this episode to learn more about where this came from, what the idea is all about, and how it's going to help you potentially. It's not for everybody, but if you have a business, you've been wanting to connect, you've been wanting more resources, you've been wanting more access, you need some help, you need something to look forward to every day to get into to help you with your business, this is for you. So anyway, we're going to cue the intro music, then we're going to dive into a quick little back and forth between Matt, my CFO and COO, and I. Talking about the big idea here and the just the execution of it, and the entire team really deserves the credit here and what we've done to create something amazing for you. This is unprecedented. We haven't done anything like this before, and I'm so stoked to let you in on the process. And if it happens to be, after listening to this, something that you're interested in, we'd love to have your application. I'll share with you a link right now. That's smartpassiveincome.com/pro, smartpassiveincome.com/pro. I'll remind you at the end, but for right now, cue the music, and we're going to dive right into the interview immediately after. Here we go.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host. He went through a b-boy breakdancer phase in middle school. Pat Flynn.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you probably spend a lot of time sitting. Well, a standing desk can make a huge difference. It's actually a complete game changer. If you haven't tried one before, this offer from Uplift is for you. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. Over a million customers have chosen Uplift Desk. Innovative product designs, reasonable pricing, same-day shipping, free accessories with every desk. You can see why there's such a big hit. Standing while I work helps me get the creative juices flowing, helps me focus and stay productive, and I'm way more alert when I'm standing. And Uplift is a great deal. An industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that. And they provide a state-of-the-art experience. They're stable, made of very solid materials, and there are over 100 desktop choices and customizations available. Go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFT desk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. Hey, Matt, welcome back to the SPI podcast. You seem to be like a recurring guest here now, which I really, really love.
I love it as well. It's a blast to be back.
And as I just mentioned, Matt, COO, CFO of SPI Media, we've been working on something in secret for, I don't know, Matt, how long have we been discussing this new project that we've been working on?
It feels like a good 9 months, at least.
Yeah, for quite a while. And in fact, it's something that a lot of SPI community members have been asking me for years. Just there was not any technology that would do it in the way that we'd wanted to do it. And there was also just a lot of unknowns in terms of what we wanted it to be. So I'm very thankful that now with true focus and a team and even consultants coming on and other players helping along the way, we're proud to announce that SPI Pro is going to be coming out very soon, if not already by the time you listen to this. In fact, we are recording this a couple months in advance of its launch, and we're going to be welcoming the first 500 founding members as sort of a founders members group as we continue to build this out. And if you'd like to explain, Matt, what this is, people are probably like, SPI Pro, that sounds cool. What is it?
Yeah, it is in its purest form the go-to member community for aspiring entrepreneurs. It is our take on what is growing in importance, in intrigue, in value, you know, in the digital space online of community development. And it is private networks, private communities rooted around, you know, common goals, common focus, common ethics that can provide deeper levels of training, deeper levels of connection, not just even from us on, say, the brand or the creator side, but amongst each other. So we know that community is central to SPI. We've always known that to be true. And Pat, I think even that the real vision of this took hold in the immediate aftermath of FlynnCon last year, around like, how could we truly, we know that this is something we need to do, but and having felt that energy, you know, in the room for 2 days, you know, with folks at FlynnCon, we just have to figure this out. We have to figure out how to digitize this sort of an experience. Let's go and do this.
Right. And experience is the key word there, because we have content already on the blog. We have, you know, 1500 blog posts, right? On the podcast, we have, including Ask Pat, I mean, 1300 different episodes. No, more than that, about over 1500 podcasts as well. And it's a big mix. And plus, recently, we've come out with a lot of online courses to help people. Yet there are still pockets and moments of time within the community, for example, at FlynnCon, like you mentioned, or when I go live stream on YouTube, the 250 people that are there watching every single day, who that's their only moment to connect with each other and find each other. And even within that, partnerships are being made. People are taking action. There's accountability happening. We wanted to create a single hub for the serious members of the community who want to be a part of something, who want to create. And we have community already in different kinds of ways, right? We have the Facebook group. The Facebook group's been tremendous. And big shout out to Brendan, who's been leading the charge there, Brendan Hufford. But that's 50,000 people, many of whom are literally just starting out and haven't even gotten their wheels going yet. And there's a lot of questions that are more on the beginner side of things. And even though I'd love to welcome beginners in SPI Pro as well, it's for those who are really committed. And that's really the thing here. It almost acts as a filter for the amazing people that we seem to attract in our brand. And we saw this again at FlynnCon, people paying hundreds of dollars and sometimes thousands to fly over and get hotels for nothing other than community, because there was literally nothing on the agenda. People were coming just hoping it would be fun and exciting. And of course, we did make it fun and exciting. We had a great agenda. We had awesome speakers who were surprise guests. But time and time again, I hear feedback about FlynnCon, and it was the moments in between those talks, in the hallways. It was the connections afterwards. It was just the mastermind groups that were created in those moments that really provided the true value there. And this is our way to create essentially a membership platform for the SPI community, those who are serious, those who are committed, to allow not just for more content. There is more content in there, but it's more streamlined. It's not a content play. There is content in there, but it's more of a community handholding. AMA's access play, right? How would you further that sentiment?
Yeah. Number one, just to echo the sentiment, it is rooted in sort of an ethos of connection more than content, and connection even before engagement. And I give my friend Jay Klaus actually kind of credit for that connection before engagement concept. Jay is a great guy. He's one of the consultants we brought on to even advise on some of the finer points as we develop SPI Pro, which is we want our members to establish their own connections, to discover people, to find their own buddy programs, to develop little mastermind groups you know, that might even live and they can actually have their conversations in private channels within SPI Pro, for example. So connecting people around commonality of vision and goals and interests, business models, you know, whether they're a designer or a freelancer, or if they, you know, want to try to create a personal brand and have information products, or they want to become a speaker, like there's opportunity to discover people like you, to learn from people like you, or to learn from folks that maybe aren't like you, but you want to develop a new skill or even hire someone. Like you might discover a web developer that could help you out with a project. So what we want to provide is just an ecosystem where people can start to bump into each other. And the magic sort of happens when molecules collide, right? And we'll provide enough structure by way of, you know, some private AMAs, some exclusive content, a lot of structured conversations, kind of at any point in time, any given day. But I think the real magic that's going to happen is like people meeting each other, asking good questions of each other, discovering people like them, whether they're in the same city or state or not. That's where it's going to really, I think, take hold.
For sure. I mean, entrepreneurship is a very lonely path, especially when you're just starting out and you feel like there's nobody else in the world who can understand you. And it's why people showed up at FlinkCon. It's why people are in the Facebook group. But to have a place where this is almost why it's built is to have people find each other, like you said, and get support from each other and from us and members of the team you're going to see featured on in here in terms of stepping up to help you in different special kind of ways, you know, from you on the finances and the cash flow and the operation side, stepping up, being there to support people, from me on more of the sort of content creation standpoint, from, you know, people on the team who are specializing in books. And I mean, we're going to have a schedule of events within this community that you can choose from. A lot of them are going to be led by us. Some of them are going to be led by you too. And I think that's what's going to be really fun about this. It makes me remember the late Scott Dinsmore, who was a good friend of ours, live your legend, died way too young. But even though he passed away on a trip to Kilimanjaro, which is just totally tragic, number one. But number two, he lives on through the community that he had built at Live Your Legend. And in fact, when he was alive, and even now still today, there are Live Your Legend, that's its brand, Live Your Legend community meetups in person and online that continue to still be led by community members themselves. And it allows his message and just the general why behind that brand to continue to live on. And that was really inspirational to me. And that's what I want to have in here as well. And once we all get back to being able to meet each other in person again, I'd love to have these things show up and have, you know, a Northeastern meetup happening one day or a couple times throughout the year, which I may or may not even be able to go to, right? This isn't about me anymore. This is about the entire community. This is about spotlighting those members of the community in a more professional manner that allows everybody else to get inspired by them. It allows for us to have specific, you know, moments and, you know, with the funds coming in from the membership to have us be able to have access to better experiences, to different people, to different tools that in general we wouldn't be able to do otherwise. So there's just a lot of things about this that I'm really excited about. And a lot of people have been asking, like I said, Pat, when's your membership site coming? When's your membership platform coming? And it's not a membership site. It's a community area. And that's what I'm really excited about. And I can't even begin to tell you how many plans we have for this. All the ideas that we've had riffing on how to make this such an incredible experience that's unlike anything else, from potentially integrating SMS messaging into this so that you can understand and know when certain events are happening within the community. My goal, Matt, and you've heard me say this to Jay and the entire team, is I want people to have this become a routine, to come in every day, to get inspired, to get the questions answered. I want this to become the new Google for anybody in the audience who is looking to build their business and succeed and connect with each other too. I want to build that habit. And I think that's what I'm shooting for. You know, when people say, you know, hey, what was a significant part of your business success story? I want people to go, oh, it was being a member of SPI Pro. And that's the sort of visualizations that I'm having related to this. And so we're just really excited to announce this to everybody. And might you talk a little bit about, first of all, reaction to that? And then furthermore, people listening to this who are excited about it, where might they be able to go? For those of you who perhaps just aren't ready for it yet, that's okay too. I would imagine that 500 is going to be, you better come in early because there's going to be a lot of people who want to get into this, and it's going to close up really fast. So yeah.
Yeah. Probably a number of things to have reaction there too. And all amazing. The idea of Google, just to quickly kind of glance on that, we want active questioning. So we want our members to be able to come in and ask a question about affiliate marketing because they're trying to get their affiliate program up and running. Ask a question in the affiliate marketing channel and I'll reply, or Pat, you'll reply, or someone from the team will reply. Or over time, other members that are really starting to excel in their businesses with affiliate marketing will answer the question and be able to say, well, you know, this is what worked for me and I use these tips and this software, you know, whatever. So it's that sort of, you know, almost human intelligence being built into the community by way of being able to answer and ask, you know, different sets of questions around topics that we teach at SPI that are materially important to other entrepreneurs, businesses. So that's what's so thrilling to me. It's like, that's like the human, you know, it's not AI, you know, it's actual intelligence that we're building into the community. So that's thrilling. In terms of all the plans that we have, you're right. We have a massive product roadmap. It's kind of thinking from a software, you know, point of view, but we are trying to be careful with this so that we don't kind of create too overwhelming of a community all at once, which is in part why to emphasize that this is a beta launch. So we are only welcoming in our 500 founding members because we want immediate feedback. We want to be able to iterate quickly. We want to, you know, kind of be very mindful of how we introduce new components and how we kind of nurture this community. So we are going to have an application process on the front end, and that will likely be true sort of indefinitely. So when you're listening to this, you can go to smartpassiveincome.com/pro to learn more about SPI Pro and to see an opportunity to apply if you feel like that might be right for you and where you are in your entrepreneurial journey with no obligation. Check it out. Just a couple of quick questions just to kind of understand if this is going to be right for you right now. And if it is, and if you're at least sort of in that first 500, you'll get your magical Hogwarts-like, you know, letter in the mail, though it'll be email, inviting you to join. And it'll have a special link in there for you to click through and to set up your subscription, you know, because it is a paid program. And then you'll be welcome into the community. And the community then is powered by a fantastic new software company called Circle, circle.so. A really wonderful set of guys that have founded that company relatively recently, at least by the time, you know, we're recording this. They're based out of New York. They're former Teachable employees, great group of guys. We're obviously really good friends with the Teachable team, Encore especially. And just for full transparency, both Pat and myself are actually formal advisors to Circle. One of the big reasons why we fell in love with their vision is that it has allowed us on the creator side to really architect a community the way that we want it to, versus kind of being forced into a one-size-fits-all way of thinking about community. There's a lot of other wonderful community platforms already out there. It's been a space that's been sort of exploding, I'd probably say at least over the last 12 months, maybe 18. And there are some good platforms. Pat, you've had a couple of folks on the show, you know, founders of those platforms.
Yeah, absolutely. Mighty Networks and Gina, she was amazing. Yeah. And just, you know, we've been doing a lot of research on these platforms, and Circle seemed to be the best fit for us in the way that we wanted this and the experience we want you to have within the community and SPI Pro. But Mighty Networks is great as well, but definitely have fallen in love with the platform. It almost takes, if you haven't seen it yet, all the best things about Facebook groups and combines them with the best things about Slack.
Yeah.
And so many other things from, you know, badges. And so if you like, for example, I believe that if you're a founding member, you will always have something next to your name that says founding member. And that's something you've earned. And there's going to be other things you can earn within the community as well. There's going to be challenges. I mean, we're going to get you to succeed. Yeah. This is if you remember Stu McLaren on the podcast a while back, talking about membership platforms, like we were taking this full on. All of his advice and so many other people's advice, Shane and Jocelyn Sams have pitched in as well to help. This is going to be the primo spot for anybody who is serious about building a business, wanting it to become their major side hustle or even full-time career, whatever the case may be. But we just don't want people in here to float around and not do work, to sit on the sidelines and sort of just waste money. And also the freeloaders, you know, there are them in the community who kind of come in, they get something and they leave when they get something. This is something where we're all here to help and support each other. And that's what's really cool. And I think that however many people we end up getting in here, I don't even know if we're going to cap it at some point, perhaps, depending on how we're managing it. But man, I just haven't been so excited about a project of us that we've done in so long. I mean, I get excited about every project, but nothing to this level. It's just going to be completely different than I think even other under membership platforms and programs.
And you glanced on earlier the fact that we want to teach this as well. We always want to lead by example. And, you know, we know that a lot of other entrepreneurs right now, whether they're solopreneurs or even you know, a part of a larger brand are looking to community-based, membership-based kind of programs as a major new frontier for their business and their business model. There's a ton of strategic value in considering an offering like this, and not the least of which is just recurring revenue that a lot of software companies enjoy because that's at the root of their model. And that's important for us, you know, as we think about how we can continue to invest in, you know, our business by way of giving back and doing more and creating more products and experiences, you know, that, you know, we have to generate revenue to do that. This is an ability for us to provide something new. We're putting a ton of resources into it. We're very excited to actually be recruiting, you know, for some new positions, like actually new full-time hires onto our team that will be devoted to supporting and enabling this community for this reason, because we care about it so much and we believe in it so much. So we will be teaching these thought processes along the way, not just the technology side, how we think about architecting it, but just even the business side, like how we think about adding this into our business model, how we see our business model expanding and growing over time, how we see that starting to inform our 2021 strategic plan, in the hopes that, yeah, this might galvanize some really creative and strategic thinking for our members and anyone else that might be listening as we kind of teach this along the way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what are some of the things that we've already learned that we could perhaps pass on to those who might also be interested in creating their own version of a membership of some kind? Any quick thoughts come to mind there?
Yeah, several probably. We consolidated pretty dramatically the first version of our information architecture for the community, which is a fancy term for just like how many channels, how do you organize them, what are they called? I went kind of gangbusters on that as Pat, you probably remember. Yep. And we've really pared it back. So sharper focus, less overwhelm, more intentional kind of messaging on do this first, do this second, especially for new members when you come in, so that you really kind of get this flywheel going, you know, for those new members where they feel like they know what they want to do. They can get comfortable quickly with the features and, you know, how to connect with people and how to leave a message or post a message. So we've really scaled back our architecture, kind of number one. Number two is, you know, I've been working hand in hand with Jay. A big part of why Jay's been involved is on the 30, 60, 90 day plan. So we're developing very, very specific actions and tasks for new members to take. And for us on the SPI side to enable them, to support them like community management wise for the first month. So the first 30 days that they're in, we want them to accomplish this, and here's how we're going to try to help them do that. In days, you know, 31 through 60, you know, in the second month, what's happening and what is sort of the theme of that month and how are we galvanizing that sort of connection and engagement all the way through 90. So that 30, 60, 90 day plan, which maybe after the fact we could share, we could put that on the website for people to kind of look on how we've structured that out, might be really valuable. I know it's going to be it's already proving valuable in terms of just our preparation for launch. And I know it's going to play out very well.
Yeah. Love that. One thing that I've learned is that including things within the membership platform that people can use and that are useful beyond just the community itself is really important. But there's a fine line between overwhelm and then offering things that are helpful and access to things and like you said, just too much. And so one thing that I'm really excited about that a lot of you have already seen in action, whether you've taken action with these things or not, are our workshops, right? So we've been running a lot of workshops lately about smaller than premium online course type topics, but still massively important. For example, we had a traffic booster workshop in late April, early May that happened, and that was massively successful. We sold that for $99. We had a couple hundred people show up and it was just such an amazing experience. And now that's a thing that we also sell. There's been several other workshops in addition to that. There's a productivity one that's coming out. There's some about podcast advertising. So they're very specific, which can justify the smaller dollar amount, but still skin in the game so people actually take action. Those will be given to our SPI Pro members. The ones that have happened, they'll have access to, and they'll also get free access to all of our future workshops too. We'll still be selling them, but those are massively helpful should they be topics that you're interested in, and they're going to be continuing on into the future as well. And so I love that because it almost becomes just a no-brainer bonus for those who get into SPI Pro because that's already worth more than the price of admission, right? And so
completely
things like that, that can help justify the price that actually have inherent value, make a lot of sense in addition to the things that they'll get inside. And it's not just like a premium course and all of our stuff in there. It's hand selected for what we know the community members want and stuff that's almost right up our alley based on the customer research and the, you know, profiles that we've been doing over the years. So I'm excited about that as well. You have to think about the experience that a person has, not just what is typical in a lot of other membership site platforms, which is just let's dump everything in there and just have them pay, you know, monthly to get access to everything. That's not the most helpful thing, right?
It doesn't reward re-engagement. Again, you've said this a couple of times, like, what's the motivation to keep coming back? What's the motivation to considerably or to consider opening SPI Pro every day? Like, we think about how we use Slack just in the business. I couldn't live without Slack. I don't think you could either, right? We have Slack open all the time. At least I do on my computer. It's in a prominent placement on my iPhone. And we want to galvanize that sort of, you know, habit formation for the right reasons, for value-driven reasons, right, through SPI Pro. And Circle will eventually have like a native app for the mobile platforms. Right now, it is just web-based right now, but that's where they're going. And we have line of sight to their product roadmap and through how we're thinking about delivering on content, but mostly and first and foremost, you know, the connection experiences, the engagement elements, the experiential components, that'll be accessible at anyone's fingertips, you know, when they need it. When they need it, they can get into SPI Pro.
Yeah, really excited about that. I mean, there's so many lessons that we're going to be learning still over time, especially after the first founding 500 get in there. I'd love for you to apply. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/pro if you want to check it out. Again, like Matt said, no obligation, but we're excited to welcome those members in there. And you can then see if you actually, if it makes sense for you, because it doesn't make sense for everybody. And I think that's another important thing for you to understand. If you're building any sort of membership or any even course or anything that you're creating to offer, you have to know who it's for and the kinds of people you want in there. And the better that you can define that, the more likely it is a person is to understand whether or not it is for them or not. And like we said earlier and time again, it's for those people who follow SPI, who are serious and committed, right? It doesn't necessarily mean you have to already be making a certain dollar amount, but you have to have a certain level of commitment to wanting to make this work. And then this is going to be the hopefully hub where you can find information, make connections, and build relationships to make that happen. Because those are all the most important things that I've received over the last dozen years that I've been an entrepreneur. It's not just the content. You know, I can buy any online course that I want, but unfortunately, it takes much more than that. It takes community, it takes commitment, it takes accountability, and getting involved with a group of people who speak and talk and think just like you. I mean, there's nothing better than that. I mean, we could be all of our weird entrepreneurial selves in here, when oftentimes we can't have conversations with our immediate family about these things because they just don't understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And that's sort of what we're building here.
Another fun lens to offer quickly, Pat, is, you know, a lot of times through online education, it is, I think you even said this, it's lonely, right? Being an entrepreneur, you know, that journey is lonely. A lot of times it's do it yourself, right? DIY. The intention around SPI Pro, this sort of community-driven ethos and how we're going to galvanize connections and essentially private networking is it's not do it yourself. It is done with others, right? So come join us, come meet others and continue to receive, give and receive that support, you know, for hopefully some long haul, right? And hopefully you do find it valuable and it helps you with your business and you meet some good new friends. I can just remember even the first year at WDS, you know, Chris Guillebeau's event out in Portland, which is sunsetting after 10 years, which is crazy. Yeah. And I met some lifelong friends. I think I met you, Pat, outside of that, but we were both there. And it's just crazy to think that, like, you know, we're business partners, we're close friends. I know your kids' names. I'm Uncle Matt to your kids. And like all of that came from a 500 person live event, granted, you know, back then, right? And like, look what's happened. So like being able to provide, you know, again, an ecosystem where other people might be able to meet a future business partner or, you know, discover relationships that are going to unlock new doors and, you know, advance on opportunities and develop skills. Like that's the satisfaction that I know I'm going to receive and that you're going to receive by being able to provide that is that's why we do it.
There's a lot of leverage that can come when you build a community as well of like-minded people who have a similar interest and have similar goals. We will then have even more opportunity to reach out to companies who might be coming up and new, who might have some exciting things that we could potentially use or take advantage of and put into our ecosystems and be helpful for people. We could offer our members, for example, free or super massively discounted access to those things as leverage, right? Like, hey, company with this cool thing, we have this audience of 500,000, however many people end up getting in there, who would just love to give you honest feedback about this thing. And if you'd like to come on, we can do an MAA or AMA with you, and y'all can help influence what this tool becomes that can help you in your business. There may even be some people within the SPI community who come out with things who could be helpful in a very similar way for each other. So there's just so many things that I'm thinking of and that I'm excited about. Literally wake up every day stoked on this, and hopefully we'll get to that point very soon, if not already, where I'm waking up every day, logging in and seeing the conversations that are happening there, the connections and challenges and the AMAs and the workshops. We even have like a book club in there. Some of you might remember a book club that I once had, which was, we called it a book club, but technically it was like Pat reads a book, talks about why he likes it club. And there was no discussion. There was no way to do a community aspect about that. Now we're going to have a schedule of books in there that we'll read together, and we'll have conversations about it. We'll learn from it together. We'll even have the ability to leverage that community again to bring the author on, for example, to have all of you ask questions and to interact with them too. And different team members are going to be taking lead on certain books, and you'll see what those are ahead of time. Like, this is going to be like a little city of people, and it's going to be really amazing because we're all going to be working together. I'm just, again, sorry if I seem super bullish on this, but hey, it's a project we've been working on for so long. I know it's going to be helpful. I get so excited about things that I'm extremely confident in that are going to help people. This is definitely one of those things. So I think I've sort of said enough, but all I would love to do is to invite you to check it out. And smartpassiveincome.com/pro is where I'd love for you to go and apply. And hopefully you can be a member of the first 500, or if you're listening to this later, you know, I think we're going to be opening up a few membership opportunities every single month. We're not going to let everybody in at the same time ever, I don't think. So go and apply. Yeah, that'd be great. Matt, any final words of wisdom before we sign off here? And
I think you hit the last important thing, at least sort of on some of the mechanics, which is if you don't get, you know, one of those first 500, you know, like tickets, you know, or Harry Potter, like, you know, invites, don't despair, right? We are opening up and extending, you know, invites on a monthly basis, on a rolling basis, and we'll keep you informed. I wish, you know, we had some, you know, crazy software driven way to kind of share like what number in line you are. We don't have like all that crazy technology, but we will keep you engaged. So we'll let you know. And then at some point you'll get that invite. So just kind of hang in there. Appreciate your patience if you don't get one of the first 500, and cannot wait, you know, to get you on the inside.
Can we implement a number system at some point? Sorry, this is what I do. I'm like,
this is what you do. And then I have to say, love the idea. We got to spend a little more time figuring that out. But I want to turn this into as much of like a SaaS, software as a service driven sort of experience as possible. And yeah, who knows, especially in 6 months after, you know, we have a thriving, you know, community and the Circle platform's that much more built out. And we have some resources ourselves, again, to continue to reinvest ourselves, you know, into the experience and potentially build some custom dev on our own. Like all that stuff is possible.
Super stoked on it. Hey, y'all, smartpassiveincome.com/pro is where you need to go. And Matt, thanks again for coming on and just sharing your excitement with me and everybody here. I hope we all see each other in that at some point. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Matt. Matt, and to the entire Team SPI team, just thank you so much for all your hard work. And to Team Flynn, for those of you interested in being a part of our founding 500, and if this is something you want to check out and learn more about, just go to smartpassiveincome.com/pro. One more time, that's smartpassiveincome.com/pro. And I'm looking forward to having you become a pro member with us, should it make sense for you. And if only it makes sense for you, we want this to be a match made for both of us where we can both benefit from each other's work and efforts. And we want to showcase you. We want to make you proud. We want you to sign in every day and have it be something that could even replace your behaviors with Facebook and behaviors with Instagram, a place where you can come and get something back in return every single day. And that's our goal. And if you want to be a part of the founding group, smartpassiveincome.com/SPI pro to fill out that application. We'll let you know if you're in or not shortly hereafter. And again, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And as always, Team Flynn for the win. Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Hey there, and thanks for sticking around to the end. If you're looking for more great shows like this one, definitely give How Success Happens a listen, another great show from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. On How Success Happens, Robert Tuchman features some of today's brightest entrepreneurial minds talking about overcoming challenges and viewing them as learning experiences to create success. The challenges that entrepreneurs face are ultimately what make many of us successful, however we define success, and that's what the show is all about. There's lots of names you'll surely recognize on the show every single week. Just recently, Robert had Nasty Gal CEO Sophia Amoruso on the show, and the former CEO of Snapple the week before that, which is really awesome. So listen to How Success Happens right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.